but we're going to skip across the Atlantic because Jeff Shepherd is on the line. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great today, Ruby. How you doing, man?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. It's not often we get to call you across the Atlantic to talk about some of the Irish, but what about Charlie Smith, the former Down under 20 goalkeeper, made his debut for the New Orleans Saints, kicks a winning field goal. How good is that?
I mean, he is like the toast of the town right now. You know, I mean, look, so Ruby, you know, we can kind of go backwards first. Just if folks, you know, don't remember, we talked about when he signed with the Saints earlier this year, he's part of a program what the NFL calls the International Player Pathway. And so what this means, Ruby, is he doesn't officially count against the Saints roster right now, because they're trying to, you know, draw interest for football all around the world. And so, you know, you've seen some Australian kickers and now you have Charlie and some other players from different parts of the world. And so this is kind of what the NFL is trying to do here. But he kicks a 37-yard winning field goal. And I know we've got some kick he's ever really had in a game. Now, it's an exhibition game, so it doesn't count. But it's also his first ever actual time to go out on the field and get called into service and kick. And he kicks a 37-yard field goal, but he made a couple of them from more than 60 yards in warmups. And look, you know, I did the conversions for, you know, you folks with the metric system over there. That's like 55 meters that he kicked. So, I mean, it's pretty far, you know? So he's got a great leg. It's all about just, you know, can he, you know, hone his skills and handle, you know, kicking between the NFL uprights.
Yeah, well, he did a good job. 60 metres is 54 yards, though, Shep. But let's hear from Charlie Smith. Did do an interview with Dropkick Mangan.
8 seconds left. Smith trying to give New Orleans the lead. 37-yard attempt. It's perfect.
Have your first ever kick to be a game winner. Stuff of dreams, like. Honestly, I don't even really know what to say. I'm just the way the offense set me up at the end. And obviously, I was just trying to repeat the process in my head because I knew I had a feeling that I was going to get a kick like in the last minute or two. So just get warm-up kicks on, repeat the process, trusting all the work I've done.
And then it wasn't the easiest of kicks because you did get iced. So what was going through your head?
I knew if I stood around the boys, it all would have been like, oh, Johnny, you got this, got it. So I just took myself away from that environment and I just wanted to be on my own. And I just had those swing thoughts. Process will take care of the outcome. Literally, that's all I was saying to myself. And I can't even remember what happened. I just remember giving Matty the nod, Zach gave him the perfect snap, Matty, perfect hold. The offensive line blocked brilliantly for me, and I just knocked it through. Yeah, unbelievable.
So, a moment to remember.
Best moment, biggest kick I've ever had in my life. I don't think I'll ever forget that. I got the game ball, and I kept the jersey as well. So, yeah. It's the moment definitely to remember. This time last year, I'd even be playing here. Thought of it. It's just unbelievable.
Right,
just so grateful for the opportunity.
And so a 37-piece McNugget to finish it off. So do you have any words to say to people of Ireland who kind of stayed up to watch you play? Yeah. Anything like any words to say to them?
I know all my ones back home were staying up to watch it. And I know there was a lock-in and Gorman's in their bridge as well. So I know the boys were watching there.
Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah. I mean, Coach Larry, not mine. So, yeah, honestly, it's just unbelievable. Just so thankful for all the support, like, because I still get messages all the time from people back home, and it obviously means you're doing something impactful, you know. And like the Irish supporter, like no other. Even in the Olympics, like you see all the Irish support watching the girls in the races, and I mean even all the support I've had all year, it's just unbelievable. And like where there's no better country in the world that support getting behind their people, get behind their sports people like Ireland is. It's just an unbelievable feeling, like, to be Irish. Thank you, I'm so proud, like, it's just unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right. Jeff, did you understand all of that? Get every word he said?
I picked up most of it, yeah. I mean, kind of like there was a lock-in back where his friends were, and they were all, he knows his boys were watching. So that's fantastic, and that's what it's all about. And look, Ruby, I don't know when the last time an NFL locker room was blaring U2 after a football game, but they were Saturday night in Arizona after the Saints won that football game. So they were...
Maybe they should do it more often. It might help them a bit. What about the Minnesota Vikings? Their rookie quarterback, JJ McCarthy, out for the season. A bit of a blow for them?
Yeah, this is big. I mean, this is kind of the other end of the spectrum, you know, celebrating Charlie. And then J.J. McCarthy, you know, he hurt his knee in a preseason game last Saturday and went to the facility on Monday and said he was still, you know, kind of feeling some pain. And they go take a look, and his meniscus is torn. So he had to have surgery. Look, he led Michigan to the national championship in college football last year. I think it solidified himself and was going to be the starter for the Vikings this year. And you're playing with Justin Jefferson, who's probably the best receiver in football. And now, you know, he's going to be – I think he's the fourth player this century who was like a first-round draft pick but won't play a game his rookie season. And it usually happens to quarterbacks because they're behind more experienced players. Unfortunately for him, it's an injury. You know, the Kevin O'Connell, the head coach, trying to sound as best as he could and upbeat, saying, look, we found our guy. This is going to be a bump in the road, but he's the future of this organization. But you hate to see this, you know, such a young season.
Yeah, it is a sad start to the season for him. But Jeff, I hope we are calling you every Thursday to talk about Charlie Swift for the rest of the winter. Thanks a million for taking our call. I'm afraid that is round about all we have time for on tonight's show here in Game On. I will be at the Dublin Horse Show tomorrow. It is live on RTE2 from 1:45 for the Underwriting Exchange Nations Cup of Ireland, where the Irish team will jump sixth. Andrew O'Connor was your producer tonight. Thank you very much for listening. January Winters is up next.
RTE 2FM.